And the next coach on the teleconference is Penn State's Coquise Washington. The Lady Lions are the number 7 seed for this year's Big Ten tournament. They'll play 10th-seeded Minnesota on Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern time. Coach, if you could, just give us some opening statements, and then we'll take the questions from the media.
I'm looking forward to going to Indianapolis and competing in the Big Ten tournament.
Thanks, Coach. Let's take some questions from the media.
To ask an audio question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the lines of Chrissy Winter-Scott with Big Ten Network.
Hello, Coach. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Chrissy.
We discussed yesterday after the game about the momentum that your team has created towards the end of the year, and you said it had a lot to do with your defensive effort and your work on the boards, but how has that changed? Like, what changed to get your team to lock in on that side of the court to get things going for you offensively?
Chrissy, I think a couple things. We've got a pretty young team, and some of the connection that we had just kind of grew with playing more games. You know, we're starting 2 freshmen and 2 sophomores, and they just needed, I think, time in conference play to kind of gel a little bit better. You know, we spent a little bit more time on defense than maybe we probably normally would have at this point in the season, and I think that's helped us. And being committed to our man defense, you know, my staff, my assistant coaches have kind of been in my ear all year long about, you know, just being better in our man defense, and we kind of spent a little bit more time on it so we could get a lot more comfortable with it, and I think it's helped on game day.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Charles Holland with Minnesota Spokesman.
Good morning, Coach, and congratulations on the season so thus far. What potential problems that, if you can disclose that Minnesota poses for you, keeping in mind that both of you are trying to play for the same thing, wanting to go forward and keep going? And then how has your team, you self talked about momentum coming into the tournament. Any little thing that you felt that this team has really done better that you didn't expect to be at this point season?
Good morning. To answer your first question, the thing about Minnesota that's tough is, you know, they've got people who can put up points. When you talk about Carly Wagner, Kenesha Bell, they're 2 of the better scorers in the conference. The first time we played them, Godiva Hubbard didn't play much, or she was just coming back from her injury and getting back in the swing of things. So, you know, I just think their ability and the capability they have to put up a lot of points, you know, is something that you worry about. And then they're a tremendous rebounding team. They're really active on the boards. They get a lot of points off second chance opportunities because they're quick and active on the offensive glass. And, you know, those are 2 things that, you know, that can be a challenge. So we definitely have to have a strong defensive effort and a strong rebounding effort against them. I think with regard to our team, one of the things that I've been really pleased about is the growth and leadership of our upperclassmen. And I think that's been an intangible that's really helped us kind of weather through some storms in January with, you know, some injuries and different things that happened from a physical standpoint. And get us to the point of February where we kind of, as we got healthy and we started to develop a rhythm, the leadership from our upperclassmen and from our seniors has been really, really important.
Thank you, and good luck this week.
Thanks, Charles.
Our next question comes from the line of Matthew Bain with Iowa City Press Citizen.
Hey, Coach, you saw Iowa pretty early in the Big Ten season handle them at home. I was just curious, you know, if you kept track of how Iowa evolved throughout the season, and if you did, if you think that they are an NCAA tournament team heading into the Big Ten tournament.
Well, I know that I think Iowa did a fantastic job of kind of retooling and rebounding from the injury that Taniyah Davis suffered in the Michigan game. following that game, they were still very competitive, and I know their freshman played a lot more minutes, and she played very well for them. So, and you know, they've got Gustafson and they've got Disterhoff who are leading them, a great inside outside punch for them. So, you know, I think they're a team that can make a run in the tournament, you know, because they've got a lot of good pieces.
Thanks, Coach.
Our next question comes from the line of Vera Jones with Big Ten Network.
Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Vera.
You've been through this plenty of times. When March comes, have you been able to identify any tangibles or even intangible elements of the game that best lend themselves to advancement in your mind? And better said, what things absolutely have to happen for a team to get through to the championship?
That's a really good question, Vera. And I think my perspective is it's different for every team, but whatever your thing is, you have to be able to execute that. I don't think there's any magic answer. Like you've got to win the free throw line battle, or you've got to win, you know, the offensive rebounding battle, or anything like that. I think it's whatever it is that you do well, you've got to do that well for 3, 4, 5 days in a row. And
right.
So for us, we've got to make sure we're able to execute our game plans. For us, it's about, you know, playing fast, being aggressive offensively, making people take tough shots, and getting after it on the boards. We've got to do those things. And, if we can do that, if we can be who we are, and if our identity can be consistent throughout the weekend, then I think, you know, we have a shot at being successful.
All right. Good luck, Coach.
Thanks.
Coach, thanks for joining us. We'll look forward to seeing you in Indianapolis.
Thank you.